Blog Talk Radio.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
It's Carly. Yeah, we are doing only an Aliso of mine and then an Aliso of Late on Radio. So you give me for 2 hours. Okay, I am really no words, but this, if you're going to hop and yell about Spinelli and Carly, today is not the day for Carly and me to hear it. You are listening to Daytime After Dark on the Blog Talk Network. I will be taking your calls. I need to get through like a minute of announcements. First of all, next Friday night, all of us will be talking to Winsdale Homo Throne from B&B, and then we will be talking about everything like normal, and I have a 20-second rant about the Mariners, and I'm going to try and get through really, 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 really fast. Okay, Game Web is still full, and send him over to the Yankees with the worst thing you ever did, the Mariners. I hope you broke my heart in two. You know, first of all, you took Matt Hassel back away from me, and now you're taking him? Come on, you Mariners, Seahawks. You're breaking my heart, and you don't even care. And you know what? You will be getting bad game. Mariners, you won't even make it into the playoffs now that you broke Hartley's heart. Do we understand each other? Well, I hope we do. Okay, first of all, welcome everyone. And I think I have someone calling in. Alyssa, is this you?
No, it's Amanda.
Oh, hi, Amanda. Okay, well, she hasn't called in yet. Okay. Hi, Amanda. I'm glad you called in. Yeah, sorry about my rant, but I have to do it. And, you know, great day on Z8, the greatest day of our life.
It was amazing.
Greatest day of our life, you know, and Amanda, don't yell at me, but if the worst couple in daytime breaks up, oh, well, we will survive, won't we, you guys? Silo, Kathy, okay,
hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, and Miss Troublemaker is here from that, who didn't show her face last week. That's good. And Late on Radio is here.
Hello.
Callie,
hello.
I'm disappointed you're only having an hour show tonight.
Okay, you know what? Take that up with Late on. Okay, this is not my fault.
I'm disappointed.
Okay, well. Well, yell at Leyland. Don't yell at me. Yell at Leyland.
About what? About me only doing an hour?
No, about me only doing an hour, sweetie. It's not about you. It's everything about Callie, remember?
It's all about Callie.
Yeah, we both have to get to bed early. I thought we agreed that we both have to get to bed early.
Callie
doesn't have to get to bed early. She doesn't.
Well, call me seat up to 5. Okay, everyone's here. 732. I don't know. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who is this?
It's me, Amanda.
Okay, Amanda. Okay, well, Alyssa, you know, the one that is supposed to be calling in for Zen, but she didn't give me her area code with, you know, okay, if Carly doesn't talk him out of it. You know what? It's over. It's finito. It's kaput. It's cross. You know what? And I know there are some Sam likers on the phone, and maybe they Sam was, but I'm sorry. I waited for fucking years, okay? I waited for this day. I've been waiting for this day, people. I think we need a new revolution, and that is Jason and Liz. And,
yep.
You know, Sam is nothing but a little gold digger and liar. And you know what? If you want to send me hate mail, go for it, because I'm on fire, you know, and I don't care. And you know what, you guys? If you love Kelly so much, watch her on the new season of Dancing with the Stars. Go watch her on that. If you guys all love Kelly, go watch her on that. Okay. God, I'm busy tonight. Okay, 239, you're on the air.
Hey, Carly. Hi, everybody. It's Rachel.
Hi.
Oh, hey,
hi,
Rachel. Okay, so, Rachel, you're here. I'm a little jealous of you because I wanted the red glass. I deserve it. But, you know, 300, I got what?
I got a glass box today. I went to Michael's and I got a glass box to put it in.
Ooh, okay.
Cool.
And if anyone else wants to come on, press 1. And, so, yeah, the Dancing with the Stars thing, okay, is okay. You know, don't ask me what my plan is about if I'm going to vote for who. I have not decided.
Carly?
Yes?
We said we were going to kind of be nice because it's good publicity for the show, remember?
I know, okay, we said that, but I don't know if I can follow through, okay? He stole my cup of wife from out a new man.
Okay, wait
now.
A minute. Wait a minute.
No,
okay.
You know what? We can all vote for whoever we want. Okay.
Well, too.
Vote for Jill Martini. Vote for Jill.
You guys, wait. 760, you are on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, okay. 508, you're on mail. I think this is Alyssa. Alyssa?
Hey, Kylie.
Okay.
Hey,
so, hi. Since tonight is really crazy, can you tell us about the Lily stuff before we can get the word out?
Absolutely. I'm doing a video project for Jen. I kind of just want to put something together from her fans to her, and I want to send it to her on her last air date, which is August 10th. There was a Jason and Elizabeth fan video a while back that had a bunch of fans, and they held up signs that said, "We love Lays" and all that kind of stuff. And I wanted to do kind of the same thing. I'll tweet you the link, Carly, so you can post it.
Yeah, perfect, and I will be happy to post it. I'm sure Lays on Radio will be happy to post it too, right?
I've actually already participated in the video, so yes,
yeah,
so I know.
Oh, yeah, that's why you, and I thought the picture was very cute.
Yeah, Christy, you weren't supposed to send it to Jenna, right?
I'm sorry, I know, I'm so eager. I was like, oh, I can't see this.
I know,
but
I
want
to keep it.
Okay, Candace, Miss Morgan
Hi.
Is on the phone, everyone.
Oh, that was funny.
Hi, Candace.
I had to go there. You know I would. You can kill me later, Candace, but I know you love me way too much to kill me, and, you know, I'm better off alive than
dead.
I'm
just turning red right now.
Hey. And if anyone else wants to come on, press 1. God, we have a full house. Okay. So, do I have any discussion, really? No, we are flying on the seat of our pants because Carly has not watched a lot of stuff, and I don't want to hear from any of you. Thank you very much. Days of Our Life will be off for 2 weeks for the damn Olympics. Pisses me off. And I believe this is Allie from the Land Boom. Al?
Hey, welcome.
Hi. The Land Boom tomorrow night at 7 Pacific, right?
Yes, we are going to have a show at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific over at my channel for the Rant Room. I just wanted to be on really quick because I've had, like, the longest freaking day ever.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I just wanted to come in and call and make sure everybody knows and say hi to everybody. And, Christy, I hate it that I missed you in Chicago.
I know, me too. I'm sorry. It happened to be the same weekend.
I know.
Next year, Lazon and I are going Fan Club Weekend. Oh, yes, we are together. And so, Al?
I'm definitely going to try.
Well,
yeah,
I'm not going
to. It's going to have to be a miracle that happens for us to make it, I think.
You know what? No, babe.
I got to win
the
lottery.
We are not talking about the miracle. We are not talking about the miracle. We are going to do it. We are going to do it because I want to meet Laura White in person. I want to stalk my husband. I need to delete this recording now. Yes, and I just want to say, on air, Lazon is the best person in the whole wide world. She got a video from Laura for me, and Laura's coming back on the show. I don't know when. It will be sometime, but I don't care any time, Laura White. You want to come on, you're more than welcome. And my next big little news, well, Becky is coming on Liaison Radio sometime, but she's also coming here. Yeah, you hear people. Becky Herbst is coming both places, so take that, people.
Congrats.
So excited.
Yes, I know, I'm proud of myself. And you know what,
yeah,
people? It
yeah.
was true. It was through.
Like,
you know, true.
Up.
It might be unprofessional, but I don't care. I don't care. Okay, so what you guys want to talk about? We have 44 minutes. Who's all happy, Jason and Sam? Oh, about to end. Hey, and you know what? Let's call they have a good night. Don't say, you know, wait. No, you know what? This couple needs to go bye-bye now.
Yeah.
Carly, what did you think of Carly's reaction today to Jason kissing Elizabeth?
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
Carly,
yeah.
Carly, I love you. I love you, but you were wrong, Carly. Carly, you need to go make love with Johnny for just a little bit and let Jason be with Elizabeth. Let, you know what, Carly? Sam kissed McBain. Sam kissed McBain, Carly. You know, McBain, the one, you know, you don't trust cops either.
But Callie kind of pointed that out, and she said, what did she do? I mean, Callie kind of pointed that out to Jason. I didn't think Callie was that bad with him.
No, what she was saying was, what that meant, the translation, she was peeved because she, in other words, she was saying Jason would have never kissed Liz if he didn't see Sam kissing, what's his face?
Yeah.
That's what she was trying to insinuate.
But they don't need to make it out to always be a mistake.
Because she even said the last time Sam did that, the last time you were with Liz, you caught Sam doing something. You see what Carly was trying to do? Put it off again.
Okay, Carrie, okay. Kathy, I need you right now. Now, Kathy, please, okay.
I know what Carrie's saying. I just didn't think.
I watched it, too. I watched that scene, and I'm like, okay, well, see, my, you know, it's going to be an anyone interaction. You're going to have Carly haters, Carly lovers, you know, whatever with that. You know what? Okay, Jason and Carly are best friends. You know what? But, you know, in Carly's defense, he was just wondering. And you know what? If my best friend, who was a husband, who was married to a slut like Sam, I would say just get the divorce away, hurry up. Okay, that would be my opinion, but I'm not totally condoning what Carly and Spinelli both did today. I'm not, but it's not like I'm going to turn on 180 and hate them. No, I'm not. It's just, when it comes to this stupid couple that we've been under the thumb for the last four fucking years, Sam did this. Sam did everything. You know, Sam kissed McBain. Sam decided to get a baby bone, you know, in the woods. Okay, Sam is crazy. Okay. The thing is, Sam did all this, not Jason. So people,
right.
Yeah, if you're going to blame Carly or Halsey reacted, fine. I disagree with that. I just think there just need to be a moment of silence because, you know, this couple is probably almost over and
Callie,
I cannot
Callie
wait.
Callie doesn't know all Sam's tricks.
It's not about Sam's tricks. It's she was trying to make it out like Jason would never kiss Elizabeth unless Sam did something first. That was her point of view.
Okay, you know what?
Yeah,
I
was like, oh.
Okay. And by the way, the Supersonics too. Yeah. Oh wait, they are not there anymore. Okay, Carrie, thank you for putting the thing in my heart away. I'm already married to the Moon and the Seahawks, and then you have to go about the Supersonics. Thanks, Jill. Well, we are busy tonight. Sam, I'm busy. 773, you're on the air with Carly's view of everything. So, hello.
Which one of you is it?
Hello.
Hey,
how's everybody?
Good.
Good.
So, yeah, I mean, so, you know, so what did, I mean, besides, let's leave the Cosby thing out of it right now. What did anyone else?
Of course.
Carly's going to have her own broken heart to worry about pretty soon, so.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, okay, thank you for the...
Wait,
okay,
sooner rather than later, as far as I'm concerned.
I want to know how Johnny knows.
How does Johnny know? I don't know,
like,
but I love that.
Real?
I love the interaction.
Is it for real or is it a dream?
One at a time.
Oh, it's real.
It's real, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know because I don't understand how Johnny could know.
I don't either.
About it because, like, Johnny hasn't been sneaking around the pods or anything. And
I don't know. If he really knew, he would have said something already. But.
How did he know?
Well, but come on, Johnny has had other things on his mind by killing his grandfather, and you know.
How would he know about that?
Unless Crazy Heather told him somewhere, he don't know about it yet.
I don't think so.
Yeah, we have to. I mean, it's still gonna play out. He obviously knows somehow, some way, but we just don't know yet.
We don't know.
Keep tuning in.
Maybe he's got Todd monitored too. I don't know.
There's only two people that know. Heather and Todd. It had to be from Heather.
Yes. Not necessarily.
But why would Heather?
Why, Terry? What do you think?
Maybe Johnny's got other spies.
Oh yeah. Oh, I know. That could be true. I never thought of it that way.
In the woods.
In other words, I'm not making any judgments yet. I'm going to see where it goes. They just came out with it today, so that's what I want to see, what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who he talks to. And,
yeah.
Because Johnny knows a lot of things.
I mean, and we'll be back on Monday at 2 o'clock, people. I mean, unfortunately, Days of Our Life won't, but...
unfortunately, we need that one back Monday.
Yeah.
We need
I'm glad
that back
we
Monday.
We finally know that Ewan is evil. Yay.
Yep, people who called, weeks back about Ewan, who kept saying him, he was a bad guy. Does anyone remember who was saying that and no one was listening? Who? Leilan, you want to take who said this about Ewan weeks ago?
I said it months ago. Does that count?
No, it's all about me.
We
all
saying that there was something wrong with him.
Kerry said it a long time ago. Kerry, you did.
Kerry!
Well, Kerry,
no,
I said
he
had
a creepy face to me.
No, Callie and Kerry said it. But Kerry said it, like, from day one.
Well, I said he was creepy, especially when he went to Liz's house.
Yes.
Backing her down. That's creepy.
A little stalkerish.
Yes,
right? It was.
But I never expected it to be him the other day. Until they said doctor, and then I said, oh, my God.
Well, I said the other day, too, I'm not convinced that he's not one of the doctors that got released Heather out of that loony bin in the first place to leash her out of society.
Yeah, I never thought.
Because you know why? I think he wanted Heather out of there because she saw Robin, so he released her ass.
Yeah. Yeah,
I never thought that.
The scene between Luke and Anna, I thought was really good.
I just want Jason to kick his ass now. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Jason needs to kick his little ass. I think Nathan Butler is very cute, very charming, but, you know, Ewan, you need to go.
But Anna's going to Switzerland.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
you know
Anna,
what?
Anna's smart. I was like, yeah,
you know what,
Anna
used to take Luke, used to not go alone. You need to take someone. I love their friendship. I don't care what anyone says.
She's going?
Together, so it's not a friendship. It's
what?
A friends with benefits.
It is
but
now.
Before they started kissing, I was liking their friendship, Allie. I'm enjoying Luke and Anna, you know, and if Luke and Anna wants to become more than friends and make out a little more, I'm okay with it. I'm totally okay with it.
Did you all hear about JJ?
Oh, God, what?
That he has said that when he goes on vacation from the show Nashville, he's coming to GH for a little bit of scenes.
Oh, whatever.
I heard that. But a little bit is okay.
I'm not worried.
Yeah. No, I don't want him at all. He'll get tempted all day.
No,
I think he's there to exit Luke.
Yep, me too.
No, don't say that. Luke's not leaving. Luke is not leaving.
No, Luke is a deadbeat.
No, Luke is not leaving. I love Luke.
His summer vacation. He has his vacation coming up.
No, not anymore. Not anymore.
You know, I think
he's
going to
help me out.
He's not taking a 6-week fall vacation?
I think
no,
he's
no, you know what, guys? You know what? Go look at the Emmys, Steve.
I love
and
Luke.
He's going to retire. I'll bet anything he's retiring.
Yep, I will go on Silo's side, Kathy. I love you. But Silo might be right calling this, so.
No, I don't want Luke to leave. I don't.
He's older than I am. He's retiring, I guarantee it.
You know,
I hope not.
Yeah, his whole thing, it was kind of like teary-eyed, and we've all been wondering if he was going to be leaving. And JJ coming back for a few stints, I mean, that kind of solidifies. I would say that they're going to bring him back just to take Luke out.
Oh, what?
They
would be one more person that they would have to get to do that. Because you know fans ain't going to have it if it's just going to be right. And right now,
you know,
well, after what's going on,
now y'all have been...
Isn't Jeannie Francis supposed to be exiting YNR?
No.
Or wherever
I
didn't
know.
No.
Not
doesn't
yet.
Look it.
No.
Doesn't look it. She's in a big storyline.
No, but
yeah.
I know.
I
will say this. No, it will just be exiting for Luke, and they will be gone, and, you know, AOL 2 fans don't buy into the hype. You couple is dead in the water. So dead.
I would
funny.
Never want Liz with Lucky.
Yep.
Nope. Never.
And I think kind of like a lot of the Liz and Lucky fans have kind of, I think, realized that they're like toxic together anymore.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
well,
being
one of those fans, I just need the closure. Because I just didn't like how the writers did what they did.
I don't know how.
Actually, you know, Candace,
you know
how
they'll close it?
The fact is, okay, like I said, me being a Liz and Lucky fan from day one, from start, okay, to see how they kind of just messed it up, you know, not saying that I wanted them to get back together when Jonathan came back, but for them to actually have a mutual respect for each other, especially because of, you know, losing a child, going through different relationships, you know, secrets coming out, and then had the fact that Aiden is theirs. The way that he, you know, acted within the last 3 to 4 months, where you say, you know, how he was towards Elizabeth, was completely not the Lucky Spencer that was, in, you know, that was written,
actually,
you know,
actually,
it
has been.
Lucky's been an ass since Jacob Young played him.
Yeah,
thank you.
With Jonathan Jackson, but with Jonathan Jackson, I mean, it's from.
Yeah,
like
but you got to look at the character of But you got to look at the character of Lucky. He's disrespected Liz for a decade now. Granted, 3 different people have played it, but they've had the character of Lucky physically and mentally abuse her, whether it be Jacob Young, Greg Vaughn, or then Lucky to top it off. I mean, what's it
say? But at the same time, too, you got to also look like, and I'm not defending, okay, but if we're going to look at it, look how they kind of, like, messed up Elizabeth. There was periods where... And even Elizabeth fans, hardcore Elizabeth fans, could say that there was times where they didn't even recognize her.
Yeah, in 2010.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah,
yeah.
But we know why.
But the toxic relation, Liz and Lucky were a teenage love, a leftover teenage love story from over a decade ago.
Exactly.
It was first love.
And not only that, when he left, I mean, he tore, I mean, no matter what, the way he left, they got closure because he told them he didn't want to be with her. What more closure?
I just didn't like
how it was. And even I heard Jonathan said that he didn't like, because the writers just said,
Jonathan wanted Liz and Lucky to be together so he'd have a front burner story.
And you got to realize something.
He changed it. Because in the interview, he said that he wanted Elizabeth and Lucky to still have a mutual respect for each other, but he did not like when they threw Elizabeth and Nicholas together and caused all of this uproar.
But you got to look at something from JJ's point of view.
The couple.
The reason JJ is saying that.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Candace.
But JJ is saying that because you're going to realize something. JJ left 12 years ago, and he left a certain role. So in his mind, it should be like that. He doesn't realize the relationship got toxic and abusive in the 10 years that he was born. So he's thinking about that cute little relationship he left in 99. Mm-hmm. He doesn't realize that they broke that relationship down. It was two other people since he left.
I think you could have left it a different way.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
when you break up
any couple, wait a moment. Always be sure, why are we being harsh? We've always been this house.
Hallie.
You know,
this is not harsh. This is the truth.
Exactly, yeah.
Callie.
We are not the worst.
I mean, me, first and foremost, I am a fan of GH history, period. Anything that gives a front center storyline that brings in ratings, I respect. I don't always agree with the coupling. I don't always agree with the recast or the person or like the person behind the character. But as GH fan for life as a whole, which is the only soap I fully, full-heartedly support, I feel like you can't break up such a history. Jason and Liz have a beautiful history, but Lucky and Liz, as a true first love,
they don't have a beautiful history. I totally disagree. Liz and Lucky don't have a beautiful history at all, and guess what? As I sit here today, July, I am a full-fledged JJ fan to this day, but Liz and Lucky do not have a beautiful history. He hit her twice when she was pregnant. He never financially or emotionally supported her. In all the years they were married, he abused her, called her slut and whore in the public. What's beautiful about that?
I mean, always be true. The thing is, they left the ball with people saw him as a Lucky, and people, you know, think all that. But no, they should have never recast a Lucky.
I agree with that because they wanted to leave. Him helping her through her rape story is what I'm saying was
that was more about looking Liz.
But you know something? I'll grant you that. Let me meet you halfway. He helped Liz through her rape. That was 12 years ago. After he helped her through the rape, what's the best thing he's done for her since then but abuse her?
Nothing.
And make her live in poverty and abuse her mentally and physically and verbally in the last 10 years. The last thing he did for her was help her through the rape. That's where it ended.
Right.
She cheated on her with Maxie, with his sister.
But she cheated on him too. All of their kids weren't his.
She cheated three times. Wait, she didn't do it three times. But first of all, I'm not afraid to say she cheated. Here's the difference. They are toxic together, meaning she don't belong with him, he doesn't belong with her. It's not romantic anymore. I'm not putting her in the right and him in the wrong.
Was she not right on what she did?
She cheated with Nicholas. She did. Whether they were married or not, they were in a relationship.
They were not married.
She cheated. They were together. You don't just cheat when you're married.
I think what it is,
I think what it is that we have all come to know Elizabeth in a certain way that she would never do A, B, C, and D. So when the writers go ahead and say, well, guess what we're going to do? We're going to make Elizabeth do A, B, C, and D.
The only
reason her character, everybody is in an up because
actually, I'm not.
I was waiting for Nicholas and Elizabeth since 99 when Colton Scott was, or Steven, whatever his freaking name was. I was waiting for that to happen before
reason they did the goddamn Liz crap was because they were aiming to get rid of Becky Herbst.
That was
and they vilified her
about Xander? Do y'all know the story about the Xander hookup?
She wasn't with anybody. But Candace, I agree with you.
Both times she hooked up with Xander, she was
with
anybody.
No, she wasn't.
She was not with anybody.
She wasn't with anybody.
But she was still with Rick.
But bottom line is, when I say they're toxic, when I say Lucky is no good for her, I'm not making Liz a saint. They don't belong together as a couple,
right.
And they haven't been romantic in 10 years. I'm not taking her off the hook. She's no saint, and I'm not afraid to say it. I love her to pieces.
Right.
But she's done wrong. I'm not afraid to say that.
Yeah.
She was justified a couple of times. I'm just saying.
Whenever we're saying that they're in a toxic relationship is that really whenever you're in a relationship, it's to better each other. But Liz and Lucky just bring out the worst and the worst habits.
Right.
And they become so destructive together. And that's what I think we're all talking about. It's not, you know, he did this, she did that type thing. It's that whenever you see them with other people, you're like, why can't they be like that together?
Mm-hmm. And, you know.
Yeah, but I just feel they've been trying. I mean, Becky Hurst is beautiful inside and out. I love her to death. But I feel like each time we get a new writer, they try to vilify her a little more, like they did the whole Xander thing. Then they went with Rick.
They're writing
and
the character now, though.
Just
these
need,
new writers are
we
good.
We got Echo.
Yeah, we got to go.
It wasn't the writers that did that. It was
it
one
wasn't
person.
The writers.
Oh,
right.
One
person.
So,
okay.
You
had,
you
there was one.
This is what I'm saying is that for me, with the whole Lucky thing, at the end when Elizabeth, you know, pretended to be crazy or losing it and she checked into Shady Brook and stuff, that was so unlike Elizabeth. To be begging for his attention.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. With
Lucky,
I think he did kind of do the wrong, in a way it was wrong and the way it was right, he let her. He just left her to be and find herself. Whether it was with him, without him. Hopefully it is without him, and so far she's doing okay. It's just, I don't
know. You
know
what I think they're
going to
do?
She does awesome without him. She's, like, an awesome person.
But they bring up the kids, like, can they age Cameron? Because I'm getting sick and tired of this. I need Cameron to be 16 and set fire somewhere. Okay, that was my only gripe.
Well, I mean, any relationship that's going to break up, they're going to have someone do something slightly out of character because you're not going to break up a perfectly functioning couple. Just like the J-Stan fans are standing here screaming that Jason's out of character when actually this is the first time he's been in character in 4.5 years.
Yep,
exactly.
Right.
Yep.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So I don't get hung up on who's, because nobody's perfect and nobody's a saint. I don't really get hung up on, oh, someone did this a little wrong. As far as Liz and Lucky, I just take offense with someone terming them romantic because they haven't been that in 12 years.
Right. Yes, exactly.
You know, if they didn't do the fire stuff, if they didn't leave, then maybe people will feel differently.
That's true.
But when you brought Jacob Young and Greg Vaughn. Yeah, I mean, okay, you had the Greg Vaughn character hating Jason, arresting Jason, and you had this Lucky not really going after Jason, but come on. You know, I mean,
that was the problem. When JJ came back, then they wanted to make Lucky like he was as a teenager.
Exactly.
That was the problem. They kind of tried to erase all that Lucky had done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, the thing with recast is that, you know, they've grown. And JJ, the last time he played Lucky was as a teenager.
Right.
So that's immediately what he's going to go back into.
Right.
And so we get this more emotional Lucky than what we're used to, and everybody is, you know, getting ticked off because he's crying at every end whenever we just saw Greg Vaughn and he was the strong pillar strength of there, you know?
Yeah. I mean, they wrote the two characters. They wrote the characters differently for JJ when he came back.
They tried to go back again, but the difference, they failed to realize it was a decade that had gone by. Elizabeth Webber had grown. You can't go back again after 10 years.
And not only
you know
had,
what, though,
Lucky
I think
grown.
JJ wanted it that way.
Well,
JJ
he can want whatever he wants. I mean, that's
back.
Fine. That's his preference. That's his prerogative. But that doesn't mean that's the way it should have been.
Oh, I agree.
But what
but
they
that's
did
what
was,
JJ wanted.
Yeah, what they did was they did put JJ back in that sense as when he was when he left. But what they did was they made him attack Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
And made her look bad, and I'm like Shiloh. I think what they did to Elizabeth was because, just like that one guy said, and I can't remember his name. I agree with him 100%. When Guza and Fonz was getting rid of people, they destroyed the character, and that's exactly what they were doing to Elizabeth when they were trying to get rid of Rebecca. They was destroying her character.
I agree.
I can't remember that guy's name.
Oh, Ryan?
He said it.
From a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, and he said it. He said that's the way that they get rid of, instead of just letting the character just go away, that they destroy the character before they get rid of her.
Yeah.
And that's what they were, and that's what they were doing to Elizabeth.
I think part of it is that the writers, the why they vilified the character in the first place,
is because she wasn't Kelly Monaco and she wasn't laying on Franz's couch.
Yes, right.
I know why they did it. I know why they started destroying her character. We all know why that happened. And we know that towards the end it got really, really, really bad towards the end because they wanted to make her on the same level as Kelly Monaco because they can't raise Kelly Monaco up, so they had to lower Elizabeth.
Right.
Didn't they do the same thing to Ingo on the way out when Ingo left?
Yes, they did.
Oh,
yep.
They did
it to Jax, too.
They did that to
Ingo. They just destroyed
Jax. They did it to Jerry.
They did a lot of people.
Yeah, and that's what they do, and that's what they said, that they destroy the person when the person is leaving and stuff. They destroy that character.
And of course, at the time they were doing that, they had an agenda to kill the show, because we all know that's what they were trying to do.
They also had an agenda never to bring Liz or Becky back. They didn't want to bring Ingo back. They wanted them gone, period.
Yep.
And I heard that Ingo and Nicholas, Ingo and Tyler really stepped up and voiced their opinion when they let Rebecca go. And
they
I think they were kind of pissed off at him. So that's why they got rid of them, too.
Well, Tyler knew he was going out because he opened his big mouth at a fan event and put it on YouTube.
Right.
Wait a minute.
He didn't know about it. Ow.
He can open his mouth and get fired, but Kelly can do what she did this past weekend, and she doesn't get fired?
It's pretty much Tyler. They asked Tyler, Buster, and co-stars on the show, like, what he really thought of them, like, truly thought of them. And he had told everybody, he said, and he warned everybody to turn off cameras and everything because he knew that some magazine people were there, too. Okay? You know, So they asked him about Tony Garrett. He said he's a guy with an ego the size of his, you know.
Wait, who was saying this?
Tyler Christopher.
Tyler Christopher.
Okay, go ahead.
My
Let
God.
Me, what else did he say?
Then they said,
about, like, Maurice and Steve, like, how does he feel about them and stuff like that. And pretty much you can either tell Tyler was drunk or he was really just pissed off. Because they asked him about the storyline he was in, and around that time, it was the whole Elizabeth thing. And he said that
right.
he was shocked, but he said, what does the writers care? They don't care about the actor's feelings.
Oh, 5-4, you on the O2.
It's Audrey.
I figured hey,
Audrey
would
do.
Wait
a minute, Candy.
Hey,
what I'm sorry. What did
to,
he say, Candace?
When you mentioned what Kelly did this weekend, I had to call in because that has me steamed. So.
Well, cool.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
I mean,
I'm out of the loop. I don't know what she did.
Wait a minute. Well, see the best. Well,
she's
good.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me pull up the link.
I kind of know.
I'm not in the chat room.
I kind of know.
Well,
then
she's going to pull up the link and say exactly what she said. So let's don't go by hearsay. Let's
I'm
go
not,
by
I'm
what she said.
Oh, really?
I'm
not go by hearsay? Oh, okay.
Okay, one at a time.
I'm
you
happy in a
way
because it's good for Jason and Elizabeth, but I'm still ticked.
Ouch.
Callie, you need a 2-hour show tonight.
Yeah,
oh,
well,
yeah,
I'm
going
there.
I
no,
think
it's a 1-hour show because
Kelly Monaco has an attitude. And who gave her that attitude? Franz.
Yeah.
He gave her
an attitude. It was the thing she said. It was like she was upset because they didn't break up organically. And I thought, wait a minute. When they broke Liz and Jason up to go back to your coupling, you didn't have a problem with the storytelling there.
She threw the writers under the bus by saying, you worked so hard to build up J-Sam, and then new writers come in and tear it down or whatever she said, supposedly. I'm like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, well, because they... Yep.
Kelly's worried about Kelly.
That's all she's worried
but
about.
Do you understand that she's on a soap opera and couples come and go?
Not for her, because that doesn't apply to her, because she's had friends in her
corner.
Yeah,
well, I mean,
she never had to worry about it.
She was fond of Pepper for years. What in the hell do you expect? Kelly was doing any lap dance she wants on Fawn, and Fawn gave her whatever she wanted.
I think she should have realized that once Franz was gone, that her position's going to be threatened.
I don't have a problem with people stating what they feel. That's fine. That's how she feels. That's fine. The problem that I have is the double standard. It's okay for her to do that crap, but if anybody else did it, they would have got in trouble. And that's what I don't like. You can't have double standards. It can't be. It's okay for her to get up and say whatever the hell she wants. But if somebody else does, they get slapped on the wrist or they get fined or whatever it is that happens to them. I don't like that. That's the problem that I have.
Yep.
But she's going to get lots of juicy stuff if they do McBam. It's not like they're going to kick
off. Well, you know what?
You know what? I really hope Kelly leaves. And you know why I say that? Because Kelly Monaco, at best, is second string actress.
She is, but ABC doesn't feel that way, so.
No.
I think
you're wrong
ABC
with that.
Doesn't care.
Yeah, ABC probably doesn't care at this point, Audrey. It's a thrown in their side for the last, if Frank and Ron,
Kelly Monaco is going to be off of her screen because guess what? She's going to be doing Dancing with the Stars, the All-Stars.
Yeah.
We already announced
and
it.
And you know what? I am so grateful she's going to be gone.
We have to
hear that announcement.
Yeah, vote to keep her on the show.
I have no comment about that. I don't have no comment about the All-Star lineup. I'm just trying to figure out why Briston Palin. That's it.
Me too. It's a lot of I thought it was supposed to be an all-star or all the winners or whatever, or the best dancers. That lineup is a crappy lineup. Let
why
me
is
that?
Okay,
Elma, if you do your homework in real life, they couldn't get the top people who was on them previously because they already got in better jobs by the time the All-Star thing was announced.
Bristol,
that's why it's such
a
crappy.
It's
for publicity. Crystal Palin just got a TV show that she's getting sued every which way and sideways for.
Oh, by the way,
it's bad in the ratings.
How funny is this? Wait, is Kyle, what's his last name, Kyle? The one that was reporting how
Kyle Manson?
Yes.
Wait a minute, is he on, because I just pulled this, but I heard that he's still somehow connected. Or is he going to be one of the voters, one of the people that they vote for to come back?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, I need everybody to vote for him so I can see him. Bristol Gill at it since he's the one that's in her.
He's my favorite.
Really? I like Sabrina.
I like Sabrina. Sabrina got
robbed.
You
know what?
I
love him. Who is Sabrina?
Yeah,
I can't hear. I can't hear. Who is Sabrina?
Sabrina was the one that got, basically voted off for, she was a fan favorite, and she got voted off, and she was really good with Mark Bayless, and, they had a really gay chemistry. I think they were even kind of dating a little bit, and she just got
But I like Kyle.
I think she was one with Marie Osmond.
I was kind of mad that they didn't bring Donnie and Marie back. I'm sorry. That would have been good.
Well, better than Bristol Palin.
Well, yeah, but I wanted to see Marie Osmond paint again. Sorry, that was memorable.
I don't think she'll paint again, dear.
You know what? I'm getting sick of it. If I have an opinion in this, I'm not always going to say the lovable comment, okay? I'm going to say what I feel, and Marie Osmond fainting was one of the best moments of dancing with the stars. I'm sorry, it was. I'm not going to apologize for it.
It wasn't the best moment. The best moment is when Kate Gosling got voted off.
Miss Morgan, that's you. That's your opinion,
but my thing
but
is that there was a lot more better dancers that they could have gotten, but I was like,
a lot of people, there were 14 seasons before this, and me and Carly talked about this earlier, that pretty much they should have thought of this a long time ago and did it like every 5 seasons, because then it would give more opportunity for the best dancers to be on it. Like a lot of the best dancers have pilot season or they have their sports season coming up and they can't be honest.
They can't do it.
That's when
sports
starts, and that's when pilot season starts.
Exactly. I like Gilles Martini. I think he's...
So, yeah, Kathy, he's coming back for you, so that's good, okay?
I love him.
I want a Cameron, too, okay?
He has contracts, too.
I want a Cameron.
Gilles, both of Gilles.
Cameron.
That's the French guy. Yeah. He can dance. I'm sorry.
He can dance.
He's excellent.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Yes, he can.
Alva, watch him this year. Tell me that. You tell me that at the end of the year.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Who cares?
Oh, he can dance. Yes, he can. He can.
He can come over to my house and dance anytime.
Oh, you guys, Late Night Radio is back. Yay.
Yay.
He can dance.
Yay, I'm your mail.
I'm setting up for my show, so
you will get ready.
All righty.
And
I'm
on
the
All right, everybody, I'm going to say goodnight, and I'll see y'all tomorrow. Come over to the rant room.
I'll be there.
John and I won't be there because
I will
be in a coma, and Lazon will be.
I'll be there.
All
I'll be there.
Yay.
I'm
going to
be
there.
I won't. I'll be watching you.
Bye, Allie.
Sorry, excuse.
Bye, Allie.
Bye,
Allie.
Bye, Allie.
Bye, Allie.
So, but tonight, you guys, as much as we love Ladies on Radio, she's only having us for an hour because she doesn't love us as much as we think she does.
Aww.
Yeah.
But he said she wanted to get you to bed and her to bed at a reasonable
hour. Well, yeah. Well,
yeah,
yeah,
I mean,
but
you don't have, like, 9 a.m. tomorrow. You know how hard that is for me to wake up at 9 a.m.?
But Callie doesn't want to go to bed.
Well, Colby probably won't. I mean, Colby's so tired. Colby's so tired, but she probably won't get asleep.
Probably stretch it out to an hour and a half, or even 2 hours if I feel like it. So we'll see what happens.
She's backsliding.
And next
you
week,
should,
people.
At least you. Carly, at least you sound a hell of a lot better than what you did last week.
Oh, thanks.
You shouldn't have even been on last week, girl.
I know, but I couldn't let my little fans down, and I couldn't let, you know. Oh, remember next week, you guys, Ladon is gone, which is very sad for me. Let's have a moment of silence. I will be here for 2 hours, and I will be interviewing Throne from B&B for a little while, taking your questions. I get a flirt
with
him.
Who are you interviewing?
Callie.
Lisa Harmon.
Callie, I'm not going to call in and ask him anything because I don't know him.
I'm going to call in and ask him some questions, Carly. Get ready. Me and Ryan. Me and Ryan both going to call in.
Ryan? What do you mean, Ryan who?
My Brian.
Oh, you mean the one you're going to marry and have 5 kids with?
Oh, my gosh.
The doctor?
The doctor.
Wait. Okay, did Carly explain to you guys? Okay, Carly owes me an apology real quick while we're on Vodka.
Why do you owe me an apology? What do I do now?
I told you I was on a date.
Candace.
What does that mean?
Candace, how was your date last Friday night?
It was really good. It was rated PG, and it was really good. I mean, he is really nice, and
good.
The first thing, and I told Carly this, he watches General Hospital because we were talking, and the first thing he said was, "So how come Elizabeth and Jason wasn't on?"
Oh, all right.
This is why I sent.
He's perfect for you.
Yeah,
he's
a
Jason fan. He's talking about it. Like the day he was on, he had a lunch break. Like they were slow today, and he said him and the nurses and everybody, like seriously, on their break, that's the only thing they watched. That and Dr. Phil. So he's catching up with it, and he finds it funny that I have a friend named Carly.
Yeah, and okay, and it gets weirder, you guys. Candace's middle name is Elizabeth, so really it could be Elizabeth Morgan. Then drop a Candace and the same new name to Elizabeth.
Yeah, all my friends and my cousins already said you should just ask Steve and Rebecca to be at the wedding in case you do get married.
Do you have a second date? Candace, do you have a second date?
Yes.
Well, good.
Oh, good.
Hey, God, he's like, I'm this. Okay, I know that he wants to go. Well, I know he wants to go August 12th with me to see Laura Wright, but I don't know. I don't want him to see my fan. You know, I don't know. Should I?
Take him.
Hell
with it.
Do you know how hard it is to find a guy who likes soap?
Yeah, come on.
They're hard to find.
Yeah, believe me.
Ex-boyfriend liked it, so
okay,
my ex-boyfriend was like
go.
A big young wrestler.
All right, we'll see you in a few.
Okay, you guys, have a good week. Come on over to the other best show in town, Ladies on Radio, and let's meet everyone over there on Ladies on Radio on the Talk Soon Network.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Bye.